Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin.
There,
John said. He swung his horse around and galloped back across the bridge. They watched him dismount where the direwolf lay dead in the snow, watched him kneel. A moment later, he was riding back to them smiling.
He must have crawled away from the others, John said.
Or been driven away,
their father said, looking at the sixth pup. His fur was white, where the rest of the litter was grey. His eyes were as red as the blood of the ragged man who had died that morning. Brideshead Revisited by Evelyn Waugh. The deck was dry and empty, swept only by the wind of the ship's speed. As we made our halting, laborious way forward, away from the flying smuts of the smokestack, we were alternately jostled together, then strained, nearly sundered, arms and fingers interlocked as I held the rail and Julia clung to me, thrust together again, drawn apart, then, in a plunge deeper than the rest, I found myself flung across her, pressing her against the rail, warding myself off her with the arms that held her prisoner on either side. And as the ship paused at the end of its drop, as though gathering strength for the ascent, we stood, thus embraced, in the open, cheek against cheek, her hair blowing across my eyes, the dark horizon of tumbling water, flashing now with gold, stood still above us, then came sweeping down, till I was staring, through Julia's dark hair, into a wide and golden sky. And she was thrown forward on my heart, held up by my hands on the rail, her face still pressed to mine. In that minute, with her lips to my ear, and her breath warm in the salt wind, Julia said, though I had not spoken, "Yes, now." Homo Deus by Yuval Noah Harari. The Portuguese government, which had little desire to accept any of these refugees, sent agents to escort the disobedient consul back home and fired him from the Foreign Office. Yet officials who cared little for the plight of human beings nevertheless had deep respect for documents, and the visas Sousa Mendes issued against orders were respected by French, Spanish, and Portuguese bureaucrats alike, spiriting up to 30,000 people out of the Nazi death trap. Sousa Mendes, armed with little more than a rubber stamp, was responsible for the largest rescue operation by a single individual during the Holocaust. The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson. Armansky said nothing, hardly daring to breathe.
I'm aware of what you've done for me, and I'm not ungrateful. I appreciate that you actually showed yourself to be greater than your prejudices and have given me a chance here. But I don't want you for my lover, and you're not my father.
After a while, Armansky sighed helplessly.
What exactly do you want from me?
Dune by Frank Herbert. Paul froze, and immobility saved his life. From behind the headboard slipped a tiny hunter seeker, no more than 5 centimetres long. Paul recognised it at once, a common assassination weapon that every child of royal blood learned about at an early age. It was a ravening sliver of metal, guided by some nearby hand and eye. It could burrow into moving flesh and chew its way up nerve channels to the nearest vital organ.